ಋಣಿಮಹೇ ಗಾತುಂ ಯಜ್ಞಾಯ ಗಾತುಂ ಯಜ್ಞಪತಯೇ ದೈವೀಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿರಸ್ತುನಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿರ್ಮಾನುಷೇಭ್ಯಃ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಂ ಜಿಗಾತು ಭೇಷಜಂ ಸನ್ನೋ ಅಸ್ತು ದ್ವಿಪದೇಃ ಶಂ ಚತುಷ್ಪದೇ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಓಂ ನಿಧಯೇ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಾಂ ವಿಷಜೇ ಪರೋಗಿಣಾಂ ಗುರವೇ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ಶ್ರೀದಕ್ಷಿಣಾ ಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಕಿ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ವಾಗೀಶಾಯಸ್ಯ ವದಲೇ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಹೃದಯೇ ಸಂವಿತ್ತಂ ನೃಸಿಂಹ ಅಹಂ ಭಜೇ. ಓಂ 14th verse. ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯಗುಣಾಭಾಸಂ ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯವಿವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಅಸಕ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಪೃಕ್ಚೈವ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಗುಣಭೋಕ್ತೃಚ. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, the brahman which need to be known without choice, appears as one with attributes of organs of action and perception, and also free from all the attributes of organs. Then he said unattached, unconnected, sarva sambandha shunyam. Wherever two things of the same satta is there sambandha is possible, connection is possible. You can tie them up also. With the thread, I can tie up the flowers. Samasatta, same order of reality. I can do my hair also. Samasatta, with one rope, I can tie somebody to the tree also. Why? Samasatta. I could tie my hands also. So wherever same order of reality is there, there only the connection between the two things is possible. Dam can stop the water. Fire can burn the water, make it vaporize. Air can extinguish the fire also. Because same order of reality, one attached, one can affect the other, one can be connected to other, one can have sanyoga. Sanyoga means what? They can even merge into each other also. In catalyst reaction, catalyst doesn't merge into the whole process. But milk, you introduce yogurt into it, then it goes away. Sugar into the milk also, it becomes one with that. When you cook the food, you can't get back the grains from that. Cooked means over, vikara. Vikara means swaswarupa parityagaha. What it was earlier, now what is there, they are totally two different things. Therefore, this body also is called anna vikara. Food modification. Because it goes lot of, if you put something in the stomach, afterward you can see how much change it undergoes, and it can never become a food. There is a connection, there is a process, and there is a modification. Brahman and the Jagat, the Maya, which is upadana karana from the jagat, all the gunas and the upadhi, upadhi plus guna, upadhi is, that suppose I take one example, hand is upadhi, and guna is what grasping an object, vishaya grahanam. Legs are there, chalanam. Ears are there, shravanam. So what is heard, and between these there is also upadhi, upadhi guna is there. In an all level, upadhi and upadhi guna, consciousness is asti, asti, asti. It gives satta to all these things. It gives existence to all of these things. They are all doing their job because of bliss by consciousness. And they are bhati. They are aware, I am aware of it because of consciousness. But even in such a proximity, the consciousness is there with upadhi and upadhi guna. Still it is untainted, unconnected, unattached, unrelated to them. Remaining is own swarupa. Here comes the Vedanta. All other philosophy, they see the Brahman, whatever they talk, reality, undergoes a change to become world. There was something which has become this world. The world is only there now, nature is there. What was has become this world. Now you got only this world. Pantheism. We don't say that. It appears to undergo all the changes to become world. All differences which makes it beautiful till it itself is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Kutasthayava. Satyam Gnanam Anantam Brahma. Therefore, here Asaktam Sarva Sanslesha Varjitam. An example is given by Bhagavan Shankaracharya. Sarva Brukchaiva, it sustains everything also. And Sadaspadam hi Sarvatra Sad Buddhi Anugamad. Can you think of any object without Sat being there? Flower is, clip is, book is, clock is. Horn on my head, what? No. Unless you've got special eyes. Or I have got invisible horns and become visible to you only. Horn, no, Sringa is what? Is or not? It is not. You say what? It is not. Even to say it is horn not existing, you use the word is not. Why? I see horn on the deers and I don't see those horn on your head. Luckily now. Why? Horn is but not on you. Sun is but not barren woman's sun. Therefore, mind cannot grasp anything which is not there. Always is only. And even to make a sentence, I have to say is not. Correct? That isness without that, nothing exists. That isness is that of the awareness which gives the existence to everything. And it doesn't depend on their existence. The clay gives existence to the pot and pot depends on the existence of the clay, but clay is independent of the pot, correct? This you want to understand. Now here he gave example, Nahi mrugatrishnikadayapi niraspada bhavanti vikalpanaye niravishthan nahi hoti. Even to see mirage water require what? Sand there. To see snake, you require what? Rope. Otherwise, how are you going to see the, you are going to make mistake. When you say this is a mistake, something should be what? Right? Correct? Therefore, all the adhyarupa requires adhishtanam, and without adhishtanam, there cannot be adhyarupa. Syad idam cha anyat gneyasya sattva adhigamadvaram. And to show the presence of the anadi Brahma, there is another way also. Another model also. Nirgunam guna bhoktruche. What is nirgunam? It is also free from all the three qualities. And he is the one, it is the one who experiences this three qualities. Nirgunam guna bhoktruche. Now what are these gunas? Sattva, rajas, tamas. You never know gunas, you know the effect of the guna as an experience. The sattva undergoes a change, and that sattva I experience as what? Thinking, contemplation, quietude, all the sattva. Rajas undergoes a change, and the rajas also experiences what? In a form of experience as what? Ambition, agitation, excitement. Tamas also what? Dullness, inertia, sleep, slumber. Now I told you last time, the sattva undergoes change to become what? Rajas. Rajas can only undergo change and become what? At this moment, tamas. And tamas become what? Sattva. Not allowed. Sattva has to become what? Rajas. And rajas can again go to become what? Tamas. Or sattva. Can sattva become tamas anytime directly? No hopping flight direct. No. Sattva can become always what? Rajas. Tamas can only become what? Rajas. Rajas can become both. This is understood. Is a pendulum movement. Now you listen very beautiful this thing. Prakruti trigunatmika parinamini. The prakruti maya is triguna. You can sattva, rajas, tamas, alpha, beta, gamma, I don't mind. It's only names. People are obsessed with all these guna. Which is based among all the three guna? Come on. Bolo, bolo. Sattva, okay? The sattva, correct? Rajas. Which is based among these three? Sattva. Why? Because we praise so much sattva. Tamas is what? Not good, correct? This is a big problem. If tamas is not good, means sleep is not good, inertia is not good, then I bless all of you. Let all of you be without tamas hereafter. Means what? You'll be up like an owl in night and up like a crow in day also. Not like an owl in a day. Day, he goes to sleep. Whole the time you'll be up. Anybody ready for that? Somebody don't even answer now. Okay. Therefore, certain time you require sleep, correct? Sometime time you eat little more rice also. For what? To sleep. I want to sleep. Sometimes sleep is blessing or not? Generally the blessing. When you sleep, whole world is happy. When Kumbhakarna was sleepy, whole world was happy. So Kumbhakarna is not dead and gone. So when in the house I said, I go to mothers, you know, generally children I talk. I say, how is it the last one, mischievous one? He said, Swamiji, don't talk. He's sleeping, therefore I can do anything now. She is so happy that he has gone to sleep. to sleep, make sleep this fellow is very difficult. You know, mothers, you know, they're tired. As in India, as you know, they want to make the fellow sleep, and they sleep with him, so he will sleep. And after 10 minutes, mother is sleeping, this fellow is out. This very restless. So sometimes to bring up daughters is easy. To bring up son is what? They're always active, dynamic, make so much this thing. So therefore, when they go to sleep, you are happy. Therefore, sleep is blessing or curse. Not in the class. It's a blessing. Rajas you require or not? Yes. Sattva you require or not? Yes. Therefore, everything in its own place is what? Swastane, great. When I'm learning, my mind should be able to learn. When I do the job, I can do very swiftly. When I do relax, I can what? Relax. Tamas also is required. When you sleep, only body can do something. When you are up, your body cannot even do a lot of job. So body also want you to what? Sleep only. Everything is fine. Therefore, sattva is sustaining the world. Rajas is manifesting of the world. And tamas is resolution of the world. All the three maya trigunatmika parinamini. And time always breaks. She cannot be saved. This is samyavastha. When maya sattva rajas tamas has not started manifesting, they call samyavastha. I don't get into all that thing. So here he says nirgunam. Now listen very well. This is our moderation lesson. Maya is in Brahman. And taking all the blessing from the Brahman, it undergoes change and brings this world into manifestation, etc. Oh, Swamiji, if Maya is in Brahman, now Brahman has got how many gunas? Three gunatmaka Brahman, correct? Now then you ask me, your Brahman is today Sattvic or Rajasic? No. Nirgunam, this is important. All the changes of Maya happens in Brahman. Brahman does not undergo any change. Brahman is Satyam, Maya is what? Mithya. And check up with my definition. Sva, Abhava, Adhikarane, Vasamanatvam. It is appearing where it is intrinsically not there. Maya is not in Brahman, really speaking. Appears to be in Brahman, but Brahman is free from Maya. Nirgunam. Therefore, understand, whenever you talk about the world, Nimitta Karanam for world is Brahman. Upadana Karanam is what? Maya. Understand? For the pot, material cause is what? Clay. An efficient cause is what? Pot maker, kulala. Similarly, for this world, nimitta karanam Brahman is what? Does not undergo change. And it is free from all the changes, free from guna. And maya undergoes all the change. Got it, example? Therefore, nirgunam. Satparaja tamasi guna taihi varjitam tatneyam tathapi guna bhoktrum. Experiencer of guna. Now understand. All your experiences, who reports? Who reports the experience? Swamiji, my mind is dull. Okay? What example I get now? My mind is dull. I feel very dull. Huh. Who reports? The mind reports, correct? Does mind report? Does mind feel dullness? Who feels dullness? I. Mind doesn't feel dullness. You to know this Viveka at least. Who feel happy? Mind feel happy or I feel happy? I feel happy. All the experiences are known by consciousness, not by the mind itself. Even then I'll say, this mind is now dull. This mind is happy. This fellow is happy, this mind is happy. What a difference? Both are what? This to me. All experiences are reported to the Brahman. And Brahman illumines all my experiences. And reporter is always, now one thing, suppose you got pain in your back, who reports? Doctor, what happened? You ask my back, okay? Even, and doctors are also amazing. If they want to know what is problem with you, they will say to the feel, take, if the stomach problem is there, take your leg up, now I'm going to feel, your pain is here? Yeah. Here more? Yeah. Here more? Yeah. And then they touch the appendix and press down deep. How do you feel? See, when you say, all swaraj you tell, he's very happy. Why? He got it. The appendix is crying or you are crying? You are crying. Therefore, all experiences are also what? Illumined by what? Me, the Brahman. Not the Maya. I enjoy it. Therefore, experiencer of guna also. And he has said, Sattvaraja tamasam sabda didvarena sukha, dukkha, moha. Moha is what? The word comes from, don't tell me, moha is delusion. What is delusion? Moha. Previously I did not know one word. Now I don't know what? Two words, okay? Moh vaichitya. The word comes from moh vaichitya. Incapacity to discriminate. It is suspended. The capacity to discriminate is suspended. Something which is changing. I want to keep it going. I know it cannot, but still I want to keep. That incapacity to think moha. I wanted somebody to always love me. Possible? Yes or no? Always love me. Not possible because the other person moves now and then. I wanted my whole world remain like this always. Possible? Like what they call moha. Whatever I have always, my money always should remain like that. Is possible? No? Because prices are going up every day. Therefore, this should remain this way only. It not possible till I am trying. Any death happen, you know, whatever born in time is what? Going to die. Then still I cry because of what? I don't want that person to go. I want that person to be there. This is called moha. I want my money to be there. I don't want to spend my money. My health should be always remain like this. Possible? Because there are people who do big charitable job. They come and sneeze just before you. And they got virus and they got influenza. And I see people don't give a handkerchief. They just very generously donate the bulbs to everybody. That's all their fellows are like that. Then you also sneeze. Therefore, it all happen. What can you do? Health cannot be. They call moha. Unless moha is what? Let me be healthy all the time. Let me be young all the time. Possible? No. One of my aunties used to get dressed up very well. She was very conscious of all that thing. She wanted to look very young. And we children did not know. We go and say, auntie, he said, 3 hours I worked on my body and you want to tell me auntie again? Tell big sister, don't tell auntie. Kya karega? I seen one more lady. She doesn't like to wear glasses. And her problem with, she had a lot of number, but she won't wear glasses. All ants and insects she never see because they are not, right, eyes are not there. I said, better wear. You look okay. You look grandma. Okay, look, wear it. Moha. So many examples are there. Who experienced moha? I experienced. Arjuna experienced moha. Shokaha, sadness. Akara paranita nam bhoktrumcha upalabdhru. Therefore, any particular experience, the one beautiful sentence Swamiji makes it, any particular experience is Brahman, understand? In every experience, what is there is what? Brahman. Experience is not there, awareness is. Thought is, awareness is. Now somebody wants to see water. He goes to ocean, and he says, so many waves are there. Let all the waves go, then I will see what? Water. Possible? Now I see the ocean. When all the waves are gone, I will see water. Right? A lot of thoughts are there, Swamiji. Yes, let all the thought go down. Let the last thought be thoughted out. They talk like that. Let last thought be thoughted out. That to know the last thought, who should be there? One who is thoughted out is there very much. Yeah, we have got some problem. So, even the waves are there, you see what? Water. Now tell me one question, answer. You see first the wave or first the water? Oh, Rende, two things you see. Above the wave, underneath is the water, correct? Do you see two things or one thing only? First you see wave, then you see water. Can you see wave without water? If water is not, you are not going to wave. Therefore, do you need to say special effort to see water? Hey, every wave is what? Every wave is water. Water is wave, correct? At least Sunday group should not make this mistake, okay? Wave is water. Water is not wave. And you always see water only. Because there is no thing called wave. Can you go and touch wave? You make an effort. I am going to touch wave. You will touch what? Water. Can you grasp the wave separately? Yeah. Therefore, if you touch the wave, the surfer wave, you are touching what? Water only. Every vritti prati bodha viditam matam. Bodham bodham prati. Every cognition is what? Brahman. Every experience is what? Brahman. You don't require special experience, okay? Every experience is Brahman. Brahman is not experience. Pratibodha viditam matam. That is called Vedanta. Beautiful here. So here he says, Nirgunam guna bhoktrucha bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charamevacha sukshpatva tadavigneyam durastam chantike chatate. Again, gneyam yattat pravakshami yat gyatva amrutam asnute. Knowing whom you will get amrutattvam immortality, that Brahman which need to be understood by you, that Brahman is what? Again he said, it is outside bahihi and it is inside of what? All the living beings. Bhutanam bahihi antaha. Then one more. What does not move? And indeed, what moves? Charam. Acharam is also gneyam brahma. Because it is subtle, therefore it is not known. Avigneyam. It is what? Sukshmatvat. Being subtle, you cannot see very easily. Durastham. Durastham is what? It is far. And Upanishad says, Durat Suduram. Farther than the farthest. Therefore, Swamiji, how can I reach? You are always calling me in every Sunday. How can I reach the Brahman? Tadu antiketacha. It is nearer than the... Then you close your book and go home. Because what? The Swami, I doubted, they must be crazy. And he's proving now. And I don't want to join the lot. Okay? This is the way of opening paradoxes. You use the paradox to reveal the vastu. The paradox is always used. In Upanishad, always there. So here, what is outside is not inside. What is inside is not outside. What is far is not near. What is near is not far. How do you say that? Therefore, such statement come, you have to dig more. Okay? Bahihi. Now he says, to say something outside, you have to draw a line from that it is outside. See, we are in Pennsylvania. Then with Pennsylvania border, I will say, we are inside. But North Carolina is what? Outside Pennsylvania. But both the states are where? Inside USA. Correct? This is the way inside can become outside, outside can become inside, is a reference point. So what is inside here, the line they say, from the body, the tvak, the epidermis, whatever inside. That is what we have got one word for inside, adhyatma. Adhyatma means anything inside this body is called adhyatma. Atmani iti adhyatma. Anything outside the body. Therefore, even I keep my finger like that, showing my victory in Libya, and the gunshot comes and it goes between these two fingers, I will say what? Bach gaya, I am saved. Why? Because I am not in between these two fingers. Thank God, why I am not there, correct? Suppose I had did like this, I have been over, correct? Therefore, my victory is really victory because his gun went where? I am not, I am very sure, between the two fingers I am not there, correct? That is bahihi. Inside. So this is a point. But this is what? Niyam Brahm is what? That Brahman is outside and inside. Swami, I got you. Now one thing where Brahman is not. When it is inside and outside, now what is the place which is remaining which is not Brahman now? Come on. Swami, after 12:30 I stop thinking. Time is up, Swamiji. Like that meter, you know, put money, except it is over now. So I came with that much only, up to 12:30. So now you talk and you enjoy your talking. You are done, okay. You have pressure to talk, okay. We allow you to talk, but we are over. I have seen some of the disciples in India, they are like that. If 8:15, they close their book and put everything ready and sit like that. So they are so bored now, I tell you. One of them told me openly, she is a lady, very devoted, but she tells me, Swamiji, I don't get sleep in the night. Then I do what? I say, what do you do? I start reading Upanishad. Immediately sleep comes. I don't understand anything what is written in Upanishad. This is all help. Anyway, come back. So I relax you and then again ask the same question, okay? I'm not going to leave you. See, it is inside and it is outside. What is the one place which is not covered in that?
Boundary.
Boundary itself. The body, the boundary which makes inside is no man's land is there. You know that? Where all my immigrants are there. That you are not. Therefore, the next sentence is said, acharam charameva cha. See, Shankaracharya said, ಬಹಿ ಅಂತ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಅಭಾವೇ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೆ. ವೇರ್ ದೇ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇ ಬೋತ್ ಮೀಟ್ ದ ವಾಲ್, ದಟ್ ವಾಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಪರ್ವೇಡ್. ಅಚರಂ ಚರಮೇವ ಚ, ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೂವ್. ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? You don't come in search, where is Poconos Mountain now? Because it is same place, correct? Your car may not be in the same place. But mountains, that is very good, you know. Suppose mountains will start moving, morning walk. It says in Purana, mountain used to fly. They had wings earlier. And somebody cut all the cliffs, all the wing. Thereafter they become stationary. I really wanted to see how mountains must be moving, you know. They don't move. Correct? There are things which is constantly moving also. Here, understand what is volitionally moving. That is called charam. You came from home to hill volitionally. Decide to come. The Ganga goes from Gangotri to Ganga Sagar by what? It's a nature to flow. We are talking about charam acharam. Acharam is that which does not move volitionally like mountain, and whole cosmos is moving. But here movement is regarding what? Volitional movement. The bird takes the flight. Animals migrate. There are currents and currents. Air currents from north to south, south to north. Bird gets into those currents and reach there, correct? They know. Under the water also there are cold and hot current, even the turtle knows when to get into the current and they move, free flight, mileage plus. Okay, they go like that. Therefore, they also move, always moving. Birds are always on move. It's a big thing. You look at National Geography, the migrating bird is a big, big thing to see how they move also. I don't know who tells them to move on what date, I don't know. They don't see Panchangam. And they don't look at the GPS also. After looking at GPS, you go to wrong house, correct? And sometimes GPS shows the road through the lake also. This is a special GPS. I got like that, you know. The road was closed and he said, go further through the road and lake also. So this is called... What GPS they have got? They come to same. You will see this pond now. Birds will come here, everywhere they go like that. Amazing. They are called volitionally, and also some programming is there move. We are not talking about the air also moves, not that. This what moves? Charam, acharam. Because the Sanskrit, we categorize the whole creation in charam, acharam, eva, stavaram, jangamam. That's the names, he said. That is also between the two. In and out, what is there? That is also Brahman. Everything it pervades. And Swamiji, if it is so much pervading, how come I have to come here to know about it? How come I don't see that? Sukshmatva. It is subtler than the... What is subtle? What is subtle? What is gross first? Come on. What is gross? Grocery shop is gross. No. Not like that. What is gross? One who has more guna is called gross. This is called typical shastra. In five elements model, Mother Earth has got five attributes. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Sound, touch, form, taste, and fragrance. All five. Therefore, it is grossest. What are what? Four. No fragrance. Fire also, what? Shabda, it makes sound. Touch, you can touch fire. And third is what? Feel the fire. And third is what? Form. Beautiful form. Vayu has got only two. Shabda and what's the hot air, cold air, and chill. Chilly hair, chill in the air, all this you can see. Vayu has got one, what? Akasha has got only, space has got only one attribute called sound. Therefore, most subtle is what? Space. One who knows the space between these two microphones, space between these two fingers, one who is aware of the space that mind is what? It's subtler than that. Do you see somebody's mind? Never mind. Okay, you don't see that. Do you see space? You understand space, understand? Space is purely in your understanding. Do you see time? Yes, Swamiji. Because the two hands of the clock move, time happens, correct? Buddhi atto buddhi. In time the two hands move, or because of the time the two hands move? Because the two hands move, there is a time, or in time they move? Swamiji, again after 12:30, why do you ask questions? So therefore, time is purely in your understanding. Space is in your mind, is aware of it. And that mind also, you can't see somebody's mind, I'm aware of it, that's what I know. Therefore, kimu vaktavya, now look at the subtleness. The earth is grosser than the water. Water is subtler than the earth. Space is subtler than the air. And the mind is subtler than the space. What becomes subtler is more pervading. Compared to air, space is more pervading. Compared to fire, air is more pervading. Compared to space, mind should be what? More pervading. And compared to the mind, one who is aware of the mind should be what? Most pervading. That is called sukshma. Sukshmatvam pratyaktvam. What becomes subtler become more closer to you. Suppose I say we should reach space, then what? Where should you travel? Nowhere, because it is you. It's very close to you. Pratyaktvam, vyapakatvam, karanatvam, niyamakatvam. The subtler governs the gross, controls the gross. Therefore, you are the most subtle. Gneyam Brahma is what? Sukshmad avigneyam. But with the pramanam, vigneyam. This is the way to unfold. Durastam cha antiketa cha. Now, suppose you don't know certain thing and you never got chance to know, it will remain what? For millions of years you will not know, correct? Whole humanity never knew, lot of things, the chips we never knew, bacteria we never knew, lot of technology we have got we never knew. How many years we did not know? Millions of years you don't know. So there are still lot of secrets we don't know still. Therefore, if ignorance is there, thing can remain unknown for millions of years. If ignorance is knocked off, it becomes what immediately? Known. Therefore, he said, durastam, very far. If you don't have knowledge of pramana, unknown, atma, swarupa is unknown. And antikecha, if you have the right means of knowledge to know yourself, like to see your face require a mirror, to see yourself clearly require what? Vedanta pramana, that mirror of the word. You can right away know, and if mirror is not presented, you will be the same person complaining, blaming, struggling millions of years. Duram tada antike. Now tell me, the tenth man is how far? If he doesn't know I am tenth man, how far? Very far. Moment he knows, unless you understand, whenever anybody knows himself the tenth man or knows himself with Sachidananda, they keep quiet. Why? How stupid I was all these years. That is called realization. Realize nothing else. Will you go and tell me, now I know I'm Ananda. Hey, you were always Ananda. and all the time crying on my shoulder. Now you know, correct? How stupid you were. Therefore, they never tell anybody that now I know the awareness. Why? It was already me. The 10th man will go and tell story in the whole village that I discovered 10th man. Will he say like that? Hey, you are always 10th man. That's very duram, beautiful word. Durastam cha antike chatata. And therefore, Shankaracharya gives a verse, Atma va idam sarvam. How can you miss Atma? Everything is Atma. Brahma ivedam idam sarvam. The Brahma is Brahman alone is all this thing. And next verse he said, Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu. Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam. Bhutabhartru cha tagneyam. Grasishnu prabha vishnu cha. Okay, beautiful verses are coming up. We'll see next time. And there is one announcement to be made. Just wait for 2 minutes. It's come up. Our Chandrasekharji to share with you something. And